Michael, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
So could you just tell us a little bit about what the expansion aims to do for the gallery?
Well, the simplest way of describing the excitement is that it's going to deliver a whole lot more space for art. I mean, that is the basic premise, and I think that is why everyone has been so much behind the project, is it will allow the Art Gallery of New South Wales to show more art, more of our collection, to host more important exhibitions. Some of them we haven't been able to host in the past because the size of our temporary art exhibition galleries haven't been sufficient. So it's really all about space, but not just more space, also different types of space that reflects the way art is moving in the 21st century as well.
And what do you believe is the most important piece being added with the expansion?
Well, I mean, the most important piece is space. I mean, the fact that we'll have 8 new spaces to show art in, plus lots of circulation spaces that'll have art, some individual places for one work of art. There'll be a sculpture garden outside, there'll be terraces, there'll be views, there'll be a garden around the building. So just this wide variety of cultural spaces that will be very, very new to Sydney and will appeal to a whole wide variety of different audiences, I think.
It does seem like quite an ambitious and quite a big project. What other large art gallery expansions have we seen on this scale within Australia, if we've seen any?
Yeah, look, it's certainly an ambitious project, but that is the way I think you make things work in terms of raising private money. I think generally it's when you come up with a big idea and a very, very exciting idea that you get the real sort of response to it. In terms of Australian art museums, there have been a number of expansions over the past 10, 15 years. So the National Gallery of Victoria did their building in Federation Square and also renovated the building on St Kilda Road. The National Gallery of Australia in Canberra did a major addition sort of 5-7 years ago, I think it was. And of course, in Queensland, the Gallery of Modern Art added on to the Queensland Art Gallery. Mona in Hobart's been a huge success. And this has been one of the issues for the Art Gallery of New South Wales, is that all our peers have had another round of expansions that we haven't had. So, in fact, believe it or not, our building is about half the size of those in Melbourne, Canberra, Brisbane.
And so what does this, I mean, you talked about adding space and how that will allow the gallery to have a lot more exhibitions than previously. So how would this impact, I guess, the art scene in Sydney?
Well, it's going to have a very exciting impact on the art scene in Sydney, because there'll be more art available for looking at, more art to be discussed, more art to be critiqued, more art to be inspired by, and it's also not just that one-on-one relationship between a viewer standing in front of a painting, for example, or a sculpture. There's also those sort of civic spaces where you hope that people come together for various sort of events and start talking with each other. And, you know, there are more opportunities for artists to have their work on display. I think one of our problems at the moment is we can't really give a really appropriate sort of survey or narrative of Australian art over the past, say, you know, 30, 50 years. Our displays sort of finish in the 1970s. So that's really important for any local art scene, is to be able to understand the culture of where you are in that broader international context. And this expansion will allow us to do both of those things.
And do you have any particular aims for the future of expansion into Australia's art scene?
Particular aim is in terms of moving the art scene.
Well, I think is there a particular kind of, aspects that you want to get across, or do you really, you know, is there sort of, do you want to focus on real local artists, or did you want to bring in more international talent, or, you know, do you have any sort of particular plans to kind of, you know, really bring the gallery into the, I mean, it's already into the art scene, but to really make it shine, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing is that, you know, we are the State Art Museum of New South Wales, but also we obviously play a national function, being the sort of, the gateway city for Australia, the oldest city. We also play an international function because Sydney is a global city. But you've got to try to balance all of that. Again, you've got to be very aware of and connected to the local art scene, but always trying to sort of give those artists the chance to see their work in the context of a broader art world. But another aim is to be able to show works in different types of spaces. So we have our so-called old court galleries, and which date from the late 19th century.
Mm.
We have galleries from the second half of the 20th century, our 1972 and our 1988. So those were basic modernist additions. Now we're going to have beautiful 21st century architecture designed by the Japanese architect Sana. But in addition to that, what they're building on top of are these World War II oil tanks, decommissioned oil tanks.
Mm.
So we're going to build into those oil tanks and create some amazing spaces down there. So that, what that will mean also is there'll be some spaces more for emerging art, you know, art in the making, some more formal grand spaces. So that will hopefully allow us to engage with different sort of art forms in interesting and appropriate ways. You don't want to always show art in a pristine white box.
Mm.
I think people appreciate seeing art in different sort of architectural spaces as well.
Great. All right. Well, I am looking forward to the finished product. So thank you so much for joining us on the line to have a bit of a chat about this.
Well, thanks for having me on. Thank you very much.
Thank you.